You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, I think generally what's been happening over the past few years is that there's been a large number of rallies around days of significance in West Papuan history, and usually mainly organised by the KNPB, the West Papuan National Committee, who has been very successful in getting large numbers of activists and people out on the streets. And if you see actually this banners they are carrying, the banners are actually saying, like, we want a real referendum, we are not part of Indonesia. So if you look at it, this is 54 years after Indonesia took over control of West Papua from the UN, and you'd have to say this is a total failure on Jakarta's part doing over the West Papuan people. 54 years after the takeover, they are still marching in the streets, risking arrest, torture. So, and the thing is that's very worrying for Jakarta is that the issue has become an international issue. And this is part of the reason the security forces really cracked down on West Papuan activists, particularly the KNPB. They are really worried that the publicity created by these rallies is becoming noticed around the world. So that in itself, the main issue, Jakarta is actually beginning to become worried that they could actually lose West Papua. And this is why they are continuously cracking down, trying to stop any awareness of the issue being going overseas.
This kind of international attention that's being brought to it, have you seen any major changes just from like the international community?
Absolutely. Since the United Liberation Movement for West Papua was formed in 2014 in Vanuatu, in Port Vila, there's been a major increase of awareness, particularly in the Pacific region and of course, in New Zealand itself. So this is, you know, during the dark days of when President Suharto was in power, you know, there used to be very, I mean, information was coming out, but in dribs and drabs. But now there's so much awareness. And partly the awareness in the Pacific region is because of ULM lobbying the Melanesian Spearhead Group for membership at the MSG. And they did achieve observer status at the MSG, which is a great victory. It's the first time the West Papuan people have been recognised by a regional organisation. So that in itself is a victory. There's a new Pacific Coalition for West Papua, mainly Vanuatu, the Solomon Islands, the Kanaks from New Caledonia or Kanaki. So there's an increase, particularly in our region. Also, you have International Parliamentarians for West Papua, which was started by Benny Renders' Free West Papua campaign in the UK. And that in itself, more and more politicians are signing on. And that in itself is also raising awareness. The Pacific Island countries have raised West Papua at the UN, the Human Rights Abuses. So there's no doubt the issue is on the way up. I mean, partly in the for a while ago, during the times, particularly in Sydney, you go to rallies and there used to be like Free East Timor and the Bougainville issue was on agenda at the time. So West Papua was like a poor cousin at the end of a list of campaigns. But now, of course, Timor is independent. Bougainville, they will be having a referendum shortly. So West Papua is really on the way up. And self-determination in the Pacific region is back on the agenda. Kanaki will be having their referendum soon. Bougainville, their referendum. So it's becoming an issue in the region.
And all these kind of other countries going for independence have got to add a lot of fuel to the fire.
Absolutely.
And then so you've written this open letter. And so what do you hope that Julia Bishop will do to address these arrests?
Well, unfortunately, we can't expect too much from the Australian government, I'm afraid to say. I mean, we write a lot to our Foreign Affairs Department, and in the letters that come back, there's usually a line somewhere in the letter, either the beginning or the end. We recognise Indonesian sovereignty over West Papua. That's a given from both the Liberal and Labour parties, so not much will change there at the moment. And the Greens are more supportive. I mean, there are individual politicians in all parties that support West Papua, but the government, we cannot expect too much. They do say they raise the human rights issue with the Indonesian government. I don't know how seriously they do that. But what we would actually like to see is that the Australian government would send a cross-parliamentary fact-finding mission to West Papua to investigate the human rights situation there. I mean, it's one of our nearest neighbours. I mean, Australia would wish the issue would go away, but it's not. It's only become more and more of an issue. And I mean, Australia can't pretend things are not happening in West Papua. Although we can't expect too much from our government, if we keep lobbying, we hope that eventually they will need to send a fact-finding mission. And this is what the West Papuans are calling for. They want people to go have a look around West Papua. I mean, it's pointless for our government to say human rights abuses are in the past. They have that mantra, Indonesia is now a democracy. It's not a democracy in West Papua. I mean, Indonesia has had great improvements since Suharto has gone. But I mean, in West Papua, that hasn't translated over to West Papua. People are still being arrested. Rallies are cracked down on. I mean, peaceful rallies. So, I mean, I don't know how our governments, not just Australian government, but governments around the world, continues to say Indonesia is a democracy.
Yeah, and so Australia has actually had quite a long, quite interventionist history in the whole area, and especially Indonesia. Is there still much going on between the Australian government and West Papua and Indonesia?
Well, I mean, the Australian and Indonesian governments are, I mean, there's always a minor hiccup over some issue, like when the 43 asylum seekers arrived. But basically, Australia wants a stable region to our north. They want to stay, you know, because they, I mean, this has gone back a while, but they have this fear that somehow, I guess it goes back to the Second World War when the Japanese bombed Darwin. But, I mean, they always feel that any invasion of Australia, which is a bit ridiculous, I don't think that would happen today, will come from the north. So they actually want a stable region to our north. They'd rather see a stable Indonesia than, we say, because Jakarta is always worried, or people are worried, that if West Papua went, East Timor is gone, that the whole archipelago could break up into a number of small countries, which would have to be supported and funded. So Australia would prefer to have a stable region to our north to protect Australia from any so-called invasion. I don't know who would invade Australia anyway. But so this is just a part of the reason. They do anything they can to basically support Jakarta, and I'm sure they think will keep the region stable. And that's part of the reason why they are very reluctant to do much about West Papua. They don't want to upset Jakarta. And that's basically Australia's foreign policy. And you know, we recognise Indonesia as some of the other West Papua. Mm. We sure the whole thing would go away. And the only time they raise the human rights abuses is when the media actually asked them to, you know, I mean, ask them questions about it, which is why we're always, we encourage the media to actually question our Foreign Affairs Department on the issue. That's the only time you actually get any feedback from what's going on in relation to Australia's policy with Indonesia and West Papua.
Just finally, what does the path forward look like for West Papua?
I think as more and more countries become aware of it, they have the representatives from the ULM have visited Africa. They're continuously lobbying the Pacific. I think it's going to become more of an issue. I think it's sort of on the up and up, so to speak. And I think my own perspective is that eventually West Papua will probably achieve its independence. But even if so much awareness is put on Jakarta and they become so embarrassed by the human rights abuses that even stopping the human rights abuses and trying to help the West Papuan people in the fields of health, education, that in itself will be a major victory. There's no doubt about it. The West Papuan people really want their independence. And as long as they keep marching in the streets, protesting about the injustice they suffer, and governments and human rights organisations overseas keep bringing attention to the issue, there's a good chance they will achieve their self-determination.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.